Let's start the music and turn down the lights. This is more than outrageous. This is totally outrageous. Talking about things like free time and free energy. Observe how they are very related. We'll go into it later. I don't want to get into too much lecture today, but free energy, what I used to call neutral energy, it hadn't been activated. Now, your body has become dependent on activated, biased energy, positive and negative. And that's how it operates. That's how the blood keeps flowing and how all the enzymes working. They are constantly in a flow of various ratios of positive or negative energy. But feel for a moment, or sense for a moment now, if the doorways are open into your body for free energy that has not been put into light or dark, positive, negative. It just is. It just is. It doesn't need separation. We talked about Isis and Adam, the masculine and feminine, the old separation. We talked about them coming back together. In a way, it's kind of like this with free energy. You have positive and negative energy. But what if your body started to use free energy, unbiased, never, ever separated before? Energy that is not separated, divided, free energy. Energy that has no power to it. I also like to call free energy the forceless energy. And what happens if the mind has always used duality energy, positive or minus? What if that's the programming of the mind, that for every thought that goes through it, for every belief that is in it, it has pulled forth old duality energy? What if now pure energy that's never been separated or divided, you could say it comes straight from the passion of the I Am without division? What if that comes into the mind and the thoughts and the beliefs and even your intellect? Pure, free energy. What if when you wonder about abundance or feeding yourself or your physical human energy source, what happens when you get outrageous and you simply allow in free energy? And that's the source of your abundance rather than old power energy. to a very large degree, energy has gotten corrupted on the planet. Corrupted meaning people now associate it with power. There's no need for power whatsoever. Energy, power, force, all kind of the same thing. What if we, as a group, get really outrageous and we transcend that? No power, no force, no friction, no resistance. What if we open the doors and windows to our very being as humans and allow free energy? Can you feel its purity? Never separated, never divided, never put into opposites. What happens if that comes in and what happens if you can just breathe it in, with no force, of course? What happens if you can just breathe it in and allow it into your body? Let it be in your body. What happens if it comes into your thoughts and your mind? That's outrageously pure. To make the other energies look so old and laborious and gray. So when I ask, why would you possibly want to stay on this planet, the planet is not for masters. What we are actually doing is changing the paradigm, changing everything. We're not staying in time. We're not staying in old energy. We're changing it. Staying on this planet, we're not going to stay in the same clothes, in the same house, metaphorically speaking. We're going to change it all. We're not going to keep enduring boredom and frustration. We're just going to change the entire paradigm. And it starts right here, in the midst of the real transhuman. I have to laugh. I really laugh when I look at everything's happening with technology, transhumanism. When they think implanting a computer chip into your brain or getting married to a robot or anything like that is advanced. That's not advanced. That's the same old crap, just faster. Transhumanism, to me, is what we're doing right here. We're changing the game. We're going into free time. And incremental time will still exist. It's the and of being a master. It's both. And we're changing energy. Oh, the old energy, the biased or the separated energy will still be a way of life, but we're also going into the free energy. And to me, that is the real transhumanism of this planet. While the rest of them play with technology and play really just developing new swords, lighter swords, faster swords, but they're still swords. We're going into divine transhumanism. That's why you're staying. That's why you've chosen to be here on the planet. That's the potential I talked about before. You're leaving behind your legacy. Why? Because, well, hell, you're a creator. Because you can. Legacy of true change. A potential for others if they choose to continue with it. Let's take a good deep breath during this day. Whether you really understand it or feel it right now, what we did today was outrageous. Mm. We're going to keep going with it. Let's take a good deep breath. And I want to make such an impression in your mind, in your consciousness, such an impression of outrageousness. And when you look at your own life and you think about, well, are you really ready for true outrageousness? Are you really ready to step out of the doldrums and the boredom of life? I want you to imagine me standing in the papal chambers, totally naked. And moments before, the Pope and his entourage walked in. I was a bit scared, I had to admit, but I took a deep breath and I said, all is well in all of creation. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. How about my fanfare music going out? Thank you. Thank you.